Welcome to the Lean Solutions Podcast. This is the podcast that adds value to leaders by helping you improve performance using process improvement solutions with bottom line results. My name is Patrick Adams, and this season, I'll be joined by three other amazing hosts, including Catherine McDonald from Ireland, Andy Ulrich from Australia, and Shane Doffenbaugh from the United States. Join us as we bring you guests and experiences of lean practitioners from all over the world.
Hello and welcome to the Lean Solutions Podcast. Here with your host, Andy Ulrich, a special episode today. It's just me. I'll be doing the interviewing, and I'm super thrilled today to have the wonderful Katie Anderson as our guest. So we're talking today about the chain of learning and where we talk about, especially when times are tough or we're going through some struggles, how important it is for us to continue to thirst for learning, develop ourselves and our people along the way, and especially in those hard times, how we can come out the other side and be stronger and be ready for the better times ahead. So for those of you who don't know Katie, Katie has been a guest on the podcast three times now, I believe, and she's, of course, done many other podcasts, has her own podcast, which is The Chain of Learning and Learning to Lead. Katie is an internationally recognized leadership consultant, coach, professional speaker, and learning enthusiast. And Katie's dedicated to helping purpose-driven leaders create cultures of learning and accelerate individual and organizational impact. So she's a skilled change agent and coach and has supported tens of thousands of leaders across many, many industries to create organizational learning cultures that foster innovation, engagement, and continuous improvement. Katie is in hot demand for speaking engagements, and of course, she's written the fantastic book called Learning to Lead, Leading to Learn, which has won multiple international awards, including a Shingo Publication Award. So Katie, which is really cool, is in Australia right now. So this is a live on location, in-person interview with Katie. Katie has spent some time in Australia, and I'll let her talk a bit more about that. She's got a master's degree in public health. I could go on and on, but I won't. Katie leads extensive, amazing trips to Japan for lean study tours, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as well. I think I'll just throw it over there. Welcome, Katie. How you going?
G'day, Andy. It's great to be here in Australia recording live in my former hometown of Sydney. Super awesome that we were able to connect here live in person. And so I'm excited to dive in to our conversation and super excited to have you joining me in person for one of my workshops here in Australia.
Cool. So yeah, why are you here in Australia? Why are you back down under, Katie?
Well, I was invited by AME Australia, so the Association for Manufacturing Excellence Australia, with an organization with whom I've partnered for the last 4 years remotely, and we've been scheming to have me come over in person for years to reconnect with people down under, especially because I lived in Australia for 4 years. I had my master's degree from Sydney University and really love this country, and I'm here leading a series of chain of learning workshops across three of the major cities in Australia. So I started in Melbourne, Brisbane, and we're capping it off here in Sydney, Australia. And it's been absolutely fabulous to meet hundreds of lean practitioners and passionate leaders who are really trying to create high-performing continuous improvement cultures in their organizations.
Awesome. Yes, I will be one of them tomorrow. So what you're hearing now is the day before. And I'll be going along tomorrow to see Katie in action live in person, which I'm really excited about. I first got introduced to Katie through her fantastic book. I was in the grips of lockdown here in Australia. And through my great mate, Patrick Adams, we were told about this book, Learning to Lead, Leading to Learn. And I got it. And absolute game changer. If you haven't read it, do yourself a favor. It's right up there on the books that you should read if you really want to learn and become great at learning and developing others. So tomorrow, I've done my homework, Katie. There's a couple of things in the book that we've been asked to read before. What am I expecting to get out of tomorrow? Well, we were asked to come along with a problem in mind or a process challenge that we have in our roles. I'm really excited that I'll be able to take some of that context from the book. And to be honest, whatever you're going to walk us through tomorrow, I'm really excited to see what nuggets I can take out of that and take back into this challenge that I've got at the moment. So no pressure, but I am expecting some awesome things. I've been following you for a while online and obviously the book. So for me, it's just really cool that there's some cost of living challenges, especially down here in Australia at the moment. There's things around inflation and all those sorts of tougher economic times. But it's just so great to see a lot of organisations still investing in themselves and their people to go along to events like yours, learn, take those learnings and skills back. Because, yeah, if we can get ourselves, as I mentioned at the start, if we can learn some more skill and mastery around how we can learn to be more effective, or when those things are coming at us at speed, how we can position ourselves to get ourselves out of that and improve. So that's really, for me, is I'm more about, you know, how I can see from others in the room as well and learn from them. We're from all different industries and backgrounds, how the magic of what Katie's going to bring to us tomorrow. And I really look forward to doing a take after it. We're going to talk about how I went and what I thought and key takeaways. But also in a few months' time, linking back with those others in the room to say, okay, how did we go? And it does. It creates a real network and that chain of learning where we can all bounce off each other. So really excited, Katie.
So to build on that concept of chain of learning, that's what tomorrow, this workshop is all about. It's about how can you and all of us continue to grow and develop ourselves and also grow and develop others so that we develop capability and confidence for problem-solving innovation across our organizations, and each of us have an opportunity to touch other people. And so how can you have really clear, tangible, easy-to-do takeaways that will start to grow and strengthen how you're impacting others and so that others are continuing to grow and develop as well? So I'm excited to hear your reflections after tomorrow. So we'll dive into that at the end of this episode. So stay tuned.
Yeah. And this is not a first kick for you. You've done it for the likes of Costco, GE. Like this is a global program, and we're just so lucky to have you down here, Katie. And it's great that you're here. So I wanted to ask you, we talk about points of difference, right? You've spent some time living in Australia. When you spent your time here, as opposed to now when you come back and lead these sorts of things, is there anything unique about us, mate? Is there something that's in Australia that you kind of pick up and it's a unique cultural thing that we have here that maybe isn't in the States or Japan? I'd be fascinated because I don't know what I don't know. So is there something interesting about Australia in this space?
Yeah, so I have two comments on that. One, and you'll see this tomorrow, is I've asked the same question at workshops to probably 10,000 leaders around the world. I mean, I do this online. I go to countries around the world, the Netherlands, Poland, Colombia, Brazil, US, Canada. And there's something very common about us as humans. So, you know, when we talk about like, what does great leadership look like? What does a great coach look like? Those common principles are the same no matter what country I go to. I also ask people, what are the barriers that keep us from having a culture of problem solving and where people feel like they can come forward and contribute their ideas and take responsibility for contributing their ideas. And generally, all the same things come up. But what I've noticed in the last two workshops is the concept that, which is, this is a slight difference in Australia, something that doesn't come up in the other countries or organizations that I've talked with, is the concept of the tall poppy syndrome as a barrier for people speaking up or contributing to problem solving. And that concept, I'll let you, Andy, explain, what is the tall poppy syndrome?
Yes. Unfortunately, that probably is a unique thing about living down here, is if somebody's doing well and they're starting to rise up, say growing up like a tall poppy is the analogy, someone loves to come along and chop that poppy's flower off, like chop the head off it. So yeah, it's used to say, and unfortunately you do see it in parts as where someone's doing really well, we should be cheering them on from the sidelines. Sure as eggs, someone's going to come over and they'll try and pick that apart or tear them down or actually point out only the things that are going wrong. So yeah, that is a term that we use here a lot. And we had a great chat with Mark Graven there a few episodes ago around psychological safety and things like that. So yeah, that tall poppy syndrome is something that there's actually some legislation and things that are coming into place now to really drive that out. But it's good that you've seen that about Australia, as far as we have a point of difference that you can seek out and try to work on. But also, yeah, it's a bit of a shame that we have that. But I'm always interested in the cultural aspects.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the tall poppy, that's something I observed when I was both studying. So I did my master's degree here and then worked for 2.5 years. And it was something as an American, like almost like the Americans are on the opposite end where you lead with your accomplishments and, you kind of lead with the things you've done. Whereas in Australia, you really want to not lead with that. It's not perceived as beneficial to your status. And so it was a very interesting thing for me living in different cultures, figuring out how to navigate being yourself authentically, but also knowing how to navigate a culture. And so that was an interesting comment around the tall poppy of not wanting to speak up because if you have an idea, you might be perceived as someone who considers themselves a tall poppy. But the psychological safety is a concern around the world, no matter where I go, and whether the fear of blame and retribution or not having the right idea. It was interesting. There was one other thing that came up when talking about the difference in Australian culture as well, is the she'd be right, mate. Why would we bring something up? Because she'd be right. Or it's like, and not necessarily seeing problems as problems because of this attitude is, oh, it'll be okay. Yeah, I'm also curious if my Australian accent's coming out a little bit in our conversation, so we'll see.
You can't tell the difference, seriously. I'm sure people listening to this wouldn't pick it up. That she'll be right, mate, and that is, there's, you do have that culture where, and we're seen as, yeah, fairly laid back, and she'll be right, mate, and we don't really, it takes a little bit to shake us all. We let a lot of things slide. For someone who works here and we have similar industries and all of those challenges that come along with it, any organization that sort of has that cultural attitude around she'll be right, well, they're gone. All people leave them, and yeah, there comes a point where we've kind of got to step ourselves over that. We don't want to worry about everything, but it's something that I guess we sort of pride ourselves a little bit on, as we maybe don't overthink things, but we do overthink a lot of things. And I think that's where the training and the experience around these types of workshops around how we continue to learn and not go, well, I think I've done enough to train or lead this group. That'll do. Yeah. I don't want to overdo it. That we talk about, we're talking earlier, Katie, about Toyota. The thing that sets it apart is around its learning and development of people. That's something definitely that I aspire to be part of. But yeah, I really appreciate those things that you see around our culture, just in Australia, for others to connect with. But is there a country that you go to without talking them down or anything, but is the polar opposite of that? Is there one that you're just like, guys, you need to settle down?
Well, I think I'll answer that question differently because, it goes back to the concept too, or the question always like, well, is lean only successful in Japan, like the Toyota production system, because they're Japanese. And one of the things that, Patrick and I have talked about in past episodes is that Toyota culture is not the same as Japanese culture. And they actually had to do some very different things to counteract some Japanese cultural norms that weren't as conducive to having this really high-performing Kaizen continuous improvement culture. There were other things that really accelerated their ability to do that. And I think all the principles challenge us in different ways. And so there's some, depending on what your country of origin culture is, your company culture, your regional culture, and your own individual personality might be challenging on different aspects of the principles. But if we go back to these principles about how do you lead with respect, how do you continuously learn, how do you create wisdom, how do you, and then from the production principle side, have built-in quality, mistake-proofing, all of these things, they challenge us in different ways. Some things might be easier and some things might be harder. So, I think maybe it's a mistake, but Every culture has different challenges, and every organization has different challenges. And Patrick and I actually talk about this on my recent podcast episode on Chain of Learning, episode 12. Go check it out, where you can't have like a roadmap to like a pre-prescribed, pre-cut, cookie-cutter roadmap to effective continuous learning culture, because the gaps you have to close are going to be different than the gaps another organization needs to close, or another country's culture might be challenged to be addressing. So. I won't be specific, but I'll just say we all have gaps. We all have gaps, and we all have things that really help and accelerate us. So we got to leverage the positive side and then work on closing the gaps as well.
Yeah. And I think despite those differences, I really feel like we're all seeking the same things. We want to be successful. We want to be respected. We want to have steady, we want to have secure jobs. We want to know that people think we do a good job. And I think that's really why I'm passionate about Lean and the continuous improvement principles that you lead in, Katie, is around, that's where, at the end of the day, that's what really matters. And it's applicable and scalable anywhere. But yeah, it's not one size fits all. Depending on where you are in the situation, you need to adapt and use certain tools and methods.
Hey everyone, I am sorry to interrupt this episode of the Lean Solutions podcast, but I wanted to take a moment to introduce you to our company, Lean Solutions. We exist to empower and equip people for positive change. We do this through our three pillars, which include training and development, coaching and consulting, and talent solutions. Whether you have specific areas for improvement, or you're not really sure where to start, we can build tailored solutions and provide resources to meet your needs. Send us an email at office@findleansolutions.com to begin your journey towards transformation. Now, back to the show.
What I'm really looking forward to, Katie, is I'm going to be at the Lean Solutions Global Summit in September, and Katie is a keynote speaker there. So I'm going to be taking my first trip to Michigan. It is around accelerating, you know, continuous learning. Katie, you're the keynote there. What can people expect?
Well, one, I always bring the energy. So, and I might throw some darumas into the audience too. So that was something I started in Brazil last year, and I think I'm just going to continue doing that one. You know, it's going to continue on the theme that I always talk about. It's like, how as individuals can we lead with an attitude towards learning for not only ourselves, but really foster and create those conditions for learning in our organization? And this concept of leading to learn, which is core to my book that I learned from Toyota leader Isao Yoshino, that my book covers, you know, his 40 years at Toyota. But how do we get more clear on setting the direction, what's the challenge we need to achieve, and then providing the support so that people within our organization have the capability and confidence to move towards that challenge? And how do we develop ourselves all the time? And that links to what we're talking about here today too, about how you're coming along to develop yourself. And I see myself as always developing myself in every interaction as well. So how do we have that mindset towards learning? Because the only secret to Toyota is its attitude towards learning. And so we can't copy and paste all the visible artifacts and the tools and templates. If we don't have that attitude towards learning, we are not going to be successful. So we're going to dive into that and so much more, but I promise it'll be an energizing, engaging session full of some key takeaways as well that you can implement immediately.
Yeah, no, I expect no pressure, but I expect nothing less. And we've got Jeff Leica, and we've got some other amazing guests that we've had on the podcast as well. And again, it's interesting, like that thirst for learning. I was connected with Patrick a few years ago. It's led me to, you know, be connected to you, Katie. I'm now hosting a podcast, and I'm now going to Michigan. So anyone out there that may be thinking about getting into this type of field, or they're on the start of their journey, yeah, keep going. I just say to people, look, if I can have a journey like this, then that should give you hope that it's possible too. So, all right, we're going to start wrapping up here, but I just wanted to do a couple of Australian pop quizzes here for you, Katie. Yeah, I'm.
Oh no.
Yeah, just a bit of fun. Not so much pop quizzes. I'm just interested in your time in Australia. A couple of things. Have you become a fan of Vegemite, or you don't like it?
No to the Vegemite. I think unless you're exposed as a child, it's a very hard taste to acquire. Now, yes to the Tim Tam.
Correct. We're aligned on that too. So yeah, not everybody's into that. Okay. Favorite Australian band?
INXS.
Nice. Okay. Favorite city in Australia?
Has to be Sydney.
And do we ride kangaroos down the street?
No.
Great. Another myth busted. Okay. It's all a bit of fun. Have you got any questions for me?
I want to know the last time you saw the drop bear.
Yeah, that's it. I don't want to give that one away. Like, oh, it was just like last week, guys. You got to be so careful when you come down here, right? They are everywhere. They're in plague proportions.
You hear of all the dangerous things. And seriously, there are a lot of big spiders you do not want to see and other things. I'll tell you later, Andy, about the story about the jellyfish wrapped around my arm while I was swimming between Bondi Beach and Bronte. But I didn't die, so that was good.
That's right. At the end of the day, mate, did you die? No, keep going. Anyway, it's a great place to visit. Look, we might wrap it up there. We'll continue this discussion tomorrow after I've witness Katie in action, and we'll talk again then. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Andy. And I'm excited for this format. So we will tune in tomorrow with some reflections about continuous learning.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Lean Solutions Podcast. If you haven't done so already, please be sure to subscribe. This way you'll get updates as new episodes become available. If you feel so inclined, please give us a review. Thank you so much.